the board outside one church where it says ministers, and you sort of see the minister's details, vicar here and minister there and what have you. One minister had taken all the details off and just put everybody. And, I mean, it doesn't help you if you're looking to find who's going to do the baptisms or what have you, but it was meant to make a point that the ministers in a church are not just the folks who work the dog collars, but everyone's involved. We're all part of the ministry of the church, and baptism signifies that very, very clearly, because we take someone and we enroll them into the church, into membership of the church. We talk about them being a soldier and a servant of Christ. And really, our New Testament reading this morning is trying to make this point very, very clearly. And Jesus uses these stark words. He says, you know, if you hate your family. I think there's a lot that's lost in the translation from the original words that Jesus is speaking. Probably loves less would be better than hate. But nevertheless, Jesus liked to use dramatic language for effect. He used to like to make a big exaggeration to try and stir people up. Do you remember he said, if a part of your body causes you to sin, cut it off. I mean, he didn't really want us to cut bits of our body off, but he was just making a point, you know, take sin seriously. It's not a good thing. You shouldn't have anything to do with it. So hate is meant to tell every one of us that we have to be wholehearted in our commitment as Christians. Family doesn't define you. Where you come from doesn't define you. As a Christian, what defines you is your place before God. And Jesus is saying really, really strongly this morning, don't be complacent in your faith. Be committed in your faith. And, you know, we use these words like soldier when we talk about the Christian life. We are soldiers. You know, you enlist. Christianity isn't meant to be a spectator sport. And I guess Jesus was quite disturbed by the numbers of people who followed him. You know, we'd imagine that he'd be clapping his hands saying, ooh, another 100. But he wasn't like that at all. Jesus was almost trying to put them off. That's why he used such strong language. You know, when he told these two parables, the one about a guy who wants to build a house, and he gets halfway through it and he realizes he hasn't got enough money, or he's, you know, run out of bricks, and he's got this half-finished structure, and people would look at it and say, well, he hasn't thought very carefully what he's doing, has he? And you make a bit of a fool of yourself because you started something which you can't finish. Jesus told this parable because he wanted people to think, am I really serious about this Christianity thing? And Jesus was saying, look, if you're really serious, it's going to be costly. You're going to have to, everything you do in your life is going to have to be considered against your commitment to me. You can't just do your own thing anymore. There's a whole set of standards that I'm going to expect of you, which are going to mean that you have to change things in your life. You have to evaluate everything by my commands, to love your neighbour, to give of yourself more than you receive. All the commands of Jesus, which are so hard to live. And she's saying, look, if you really want to go about this Christian life, it's not a spectator sport, it's one that you really have to be utterly committed to. And the symbols of our faith today, you know, we have a cross, we have communion when we have bread and we have wine. These symbols are symbols of commitment. The wine is meant to be the blood of Christ, which was shed for us. The bread is meant to be the body of Christ, which is broken for us. And the cross is a symbol of how Jesus died. So central to our faith, the communion table and the cross are these symbols of real commitment. Commitment which ultimately cost Jesus his life. And what he's saying is, look, if you're going to follow me, this is the kind of thing that I expect, a sacrificial giving of your life in service. So the Christian life is not an easy one. You've got to think to yourself, have I really got the stomach for it? Or really, better probably, to pack up, because we won't be able to fulfil the demands that Christ has for us. This morning's an opportunity to get things into perspective. That's the lesson from the readings. To work out whether or not we really want to go through with this whole Christian thing. We've brought a lovely little girl along for baptism this morning, but of course all Christians in their baptism have these promises made around their lives that they will serve God. And today is a day when we all look seriously at our own commitment and say, are we prepared to take up our cross, to be prepared to follow Christ, knowing where it may go and the price that we are called to pay in service of our Lord. Amen.